Intermediate Cup?
Yeah, it's a good victory, an excellent victory, you know, against a very tough side. But I suppose maybe home advantage got it for us in the end. But it was a very, very tough game, and we managed to get through 2-1.
Tell us about it. Tell us about that first half where you built up that lead.
Well, in the first half, I think we totally dominated the game. We got the ball down on the ground and we played it. We played very well and everybody was buzzing. And maybe we peaked a little bit in the first half. You know, I felt maybe we still needed another goal going in at half time because there was a slight breeze at the Aura and Cork were going to be playing with it in the second half. And we knew that they have big, strong men and they would, you know, probably start putting fellas up in the 18-yard box against us. It would leave us difficult to defend. And that's exactly what happened. We were just unlucky, give away a bad goal, but you know, there's nothing much we could do about it. And at the beginning of the second half, which left us nervous, which naturally would happen. But we fought well and we got away with the result.
Tell us about the goals that you scored in the first half.
Well, the first goal was a fantastic move, and it fell to Paul McVay out, and but he was about 20 yards out, and as it came down to him, he hit it on the volley. And with the outside of his left foot, and he put it really into the top corner. The goalkeeper had no chance. So that was a magnificent start to get, maybe after about 7 minutes. And then we did know that with a little bit of research that we had done on the Middleton team, that the goalkeeper would be quite suspect and that he doesn't hold on to everything. So when we put in the ball, Mackie was aware of this and he got in on top of him and he dropped. Mackie put it in the back of the net. And saying that, maybe before that, we should have had one or two other goals, but we didn't put them away. You know, a two-goal lead is always a dangerous goal lead. And we knew when we come out in the second half that we would have to be, you know, up for the game and very careful. But thankfully we got through.
Did you change the tactics at half-time to try and defend that 2-0 lead?
Well, we expected this from our side and the little research that we had done on them. And so far as that, we were out there this morning at the hour at 10 o'clock and we were down in the small field and we spent, I would say, probably maybe a good half an hour on defending set pieces and defending in our 18-yard line. And we did expect Dan Murray to be there, who they have signed, but he hadn't travelled for whatever reason, which was a bit of a boost for us. But, you know, they still had big, big men, and we anticipated what they would do in the second half, and that's exactly what they did. But we had our preparation done, to be fair to the lads, and we stuck at it, and we got the result.
They scored, as you say, at the beginning of the second half. A bit nervy from there on, but were you coming strong at the end again?
Yeah, well, we were always quite dangerous on the break, and we should have scored. Stevie Okaku missed a goal. We had been, you know, the keeper, he spilled it again, and Stevie just was too late reacting, but he got there, but unfortunately put it the wrong side of the post, which would have given us 3-1, and I think the game would have been over at that stage. But, you know, to be fair, they kept coming at us, and great credit goes to our defence, and indeed everybody on the team, because we knew then, you know, the good football is over, this is going to be a battle, and that's what we had to do. And, you know, we've learned two things now, that we're able to battle, and that we're able to play football as well. So, you know, it all goes well for the next round.
Well, you're into the last eight of the competition. That's when you get that far, anything can happen, really.
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, in my experience and time in the intermediate, I always found that if you were able to get into the quarterfinals and the semi-finals, you know, it's a level playing field then, because, you know, even though you might have an inexperienced team, the experienced team will still be nervous, and both teams can be nervous when you get to that stage. So sometimes it's a level playing field. So, you know, if we get a home draw in the next round, you know, I feel quite confident that this team I have at the moment, they're great credit lads, and they're improving all the time. And I think we maybe have a month now to get to, you know, even get our fitness up more and, you know, playing together more. And you know, there's a great buzz around. So hopefully by the time the next round comes that we will be a step further in our preparation.
Yeah, I think the draw had been taking place maybe a week or 10 days' time, but the game's to be played at the last weekend in February. So that gives you a good opportunity to get into real good shape.
Yeah, there's, you know, we learned our lesson over Christmas. We didn't put in the training that we should have put in over Christmas. As a result, we had to go to penalties against Dunboyne, you know, which we felt we were the better side all the time. But, you know, people don't realise that the Inter Cup is a completely different competition. If you don't prepare properly for it, then you're not going to go anywhere in it. But thankfully, you know, they realised that now, and it was a good lesson for them. And, you know, we said at the start of the season, we sat down and we said, right, let's go and give the Intermediate a run. And we've focused on it and we've prepared for it and we're still preparing. And, you know, we have another month to go to prepare again. So hopefully we can go a stage further.
And you're still in the Senior Cup, the draw not made yet, but that's still a carried out there to be, you know, looked forward to.
Yeah, we're still in the Senior Cup, but we're very much in the league. We're still left in the League Cup and we're still left in the Nacala Cup. So, you know, there's and the Intermediate. So, you know, there's plenty of competitions out there. So that, the good thing about that is, you know, we can still give players that are on the fringe a chance to play in and the other cups. So, you know, if we keep going, I think we're going to be okay.